It's raining.
Welcome to the Belleville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, May 13th. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Milchewski?
Here.
Getz? Is absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
Reifstech?
Here.
Schumacher? Is absent. Hedman?
Here.
And Pasola?
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of our visitors. We have our friends of the library. Any amendments to the agenda? Presentations? No. If we can look over our minutes from last month. Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented for April 8th.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
And Milchewski?
Yes.
Okay, any correspondence? Public comment? Friends of the Library Report.
I'm Kathy Murphy. I'm the president of the Friends of the Library. We had our meeting today, and we were very happy to be able to pass some budget items, up to $14,000 actually is what we passed, for children's programs, adult programs, and also some library items, and we were very happy to do that, and happy to be able to do that. Also, we had a meeting on April 8th, Monday, in the afternoon, our quarterly meeting with the new Friends of the Library Board of Directors, and that was very successful as well. Okay. Does anybody have any questions? No. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
No staff comments, so the report from our children.
Okay. The list, there's just a note on page 11. We did have, I think the spring cleanup was $8,688. It was cleaning up the whole building, mulching, everything. So we'll log the building again sometimes. And there was, page 10, we also had the engineering group, which was services for our wonderful children for $13,200. Was that part of our new children?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And under that was advanced roofing to remove and replace damaged gutters. That was the size of the one at $7,463.58. Shelley told me they are very specialized gutters. They're not your run-of-the-mill gutters. Different sizes, different color, different gauge.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on page 13, we had a Trico bill to reinstall the boiler pump that we were in trouble with. Things of note, so I'd like to make I'm making a motion to approve the bill list as presented, with payroll, total payroll, in the amount, total accounts payable of $50,350.70. Total payroll in the amount of $37,643.05. For total disbursements of $87,993.75.
Second.
Okay.
Roll call.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstep?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Fasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
And Getz?
Yes.
Report from our library director.
Okay, so we started the new little feature upstairs, a puzzle spot. So it's back by where our magazines are. We get a lot of puzzles to come for our sales, so we decided to do that. So if someone wants a puzzle, they can bring one in and take one out, no checkout or anything like that. Yeah, very nice. We also have some for checkout if people want to keep them longer. So you could peek at that. They're awesome.
Yeah. All sizes.
Definitely being used.
All sizes.
We only want 500 plus.
Okay.
I believe Mike has it on our website as well, and I know Caitlin has shared it on our Facebook group. This week, Mike is having an Explore Illinois State Parks program. There's a woman that is close to finishing visiting all 123 state parks, so she's going to do a presentation on that.
It's really cool.
Wow. Very good. Mike's got a great lineup from now until the fall. He's got views. Gardening programs. We have a beekeeping program next week at 6 o'clock, and he has also reached out to the WorkNet Batavia. It's a one-stop career resource center, so they're going to start coming on a monthly basis for drop-ins for people that need help with maybe their resume or practicing interviewing skills. Maybe if they're doing a career, changing careers, LinkedIn, things like that. Actually, it looks like it's twice a month he's going to start that. So the first one is this Wednesday. Our summer reading program will kick off June 1st and run through July 31st. So we will have multiple programs going on then. I believe Jenna has booked two large programs. I know one is a magician for the summer. She did have I don't know if you guys saw, we had cockroaches.
I saw it.
They were at the front desk. Yeah. And so she had a cockroach farewell party on Saturday. They're hissing.
Yeah, hissing.
They're very good. She talked to me about another animal, and I don't know. She was disappointed, but that's okay. We wrapped up our library road trip program this year. We stamped 519 visitor passports. We gave out 255 kids little tchotchke prizes and 264 adult prizes. Yeah, so we had a wrap-up meeting and talked about if we were going to participate again next year and maybe doing different things. I know there's a lot more libraries that are wanting to join now as well, so we'll see about that. HVAC boiler that's in my report as well. So you guys got my email about the mysterious noise that was in my IT room?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We still have not been able to figure out the source of that.
Oh. Well.
So Ryan was here that day.
Yeah.
You were here, right?
Yeah. We called in our HVAC company, and they inspected the unit there, and it's running properly. Our IT guy was here. He inspected the switches, the server, the battery backups. Those are all running. None of the breakers flipped. All of our systems are working. So we're just keeping an eye on it. The fire department did say that they've seen this. They've seen not being able to identify a source before.
Oh.
So we checked. I had Ted and Jesus, our facilities manager, check all the boxes in the room. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, scorching or anything. Mm. It's very... It's...
Weird.
Yeah.
I know it's a stupid question, but has anybody smelled the equipment?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say. I have found things just by going up and down and smelling, because usually it'll smell burnt.
Our IT,
yeah.
I did
okay.
the same thing.
I was going to say.
Because it was smoke.
I know it sounds weird, but.
It's sensitive, it was smoke.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's cursed.
Oh, I love it.
So we are having a paranormal program.
Jesus,
shorten
that room.
We'll have them. Anyway, I mean, I just want to let you know that I have multiple people checking everything out.
I was impressed. You know, I happened to just pull up. I was going to work. Some work, and I was like, it's really nice out. I was like, this is, you guys pulled a fire alarm just to get on outside.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you guys did a great job. Like,
thanks.
I mean, procedurally, so I said, how was the evacuation? Staff's like, it went really smooth.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, Ted arrived before the fire department, and he's screaming, get up, get up. And he goes, they're all standing there.
Oh, so it did go smooth.
No, it did.
You just didn't hear.
We had multiple, you know.
It's a dumpster call.
I called 911, Caitlin called Ted, and then she let staff know, and then each staff swept the floor, and
that's good.
Yeah. No,
it was
impressive.
Yeah.
Very orderly.
That's good.
No one was running screaming.
Right.
Well, we know it works. The process works.
So I will let you know if something comes up.
We hope nothing comes up.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I had a meeting with the director of operations, assistant principal. And I believe he's a security advisor over from the school district about student parking in our lot. Thursdays are big program days, mm-hmm. so we have 4 to 7 programs throughout the whole day. But in the morning, we had at least 3 going on, and yoga's one of them. And I believe there was 30-some people in yoga, so they each bring a car. So we had no parking. And that morning, Caitlin gets in early. She comes in at like 8:30, 8 o'clock. And when she usually comes in, she'll put little notes on the cars that are in the parking lot because that's a good indication that there's students that are parking there. And it just says that this is for library parking only. Your car may be ticketed or towed. We've never done that. But we had a complaint from a student's parent that there's no parking. So, and then I also had a complaint from one of our patrons about the students driving through the parking during the day. So. So we had some discussion with them. Mm-hmm. We're initially going to regroup at the beginning of fall.
Okay.
Because
it's the end
on
of the
Tuesday, the seniors graduate, and there'll be plenty of parking for the students. Okay. But
have they ever thought not to make it through?
Every day, one of us managers puts up a gate. In the back.
Yeah. So it's smart.
Right before school lets out, and then we kind of try to take it down by 4 o'clock.
Okay.
But
this was in the morning. The no parking
the
situation was in the
situation.
Morning.
Actually, it's all day long, but during the day when we have patrons coming and going, you really, unless you have someone standing out there, you don't know who's who.
Yes.
But in the morning before we're open.
Yes, you know.
You know.
Yes.
Because they start at 7:25.
Right.
It's early. So the school district's really urging B to tow a car. They think that that will spread.
The word will spread.
Oh, for sure.
Have you ever called over, like say you identify these cars, and once you want to call over there and have the kid come and move them?
Yeah.
I don't know if they would allow that.
They're probably not registered.
If they're parking here, they don't have a parking spot.
Put the license plate out there on the intercom and say, yeah, we're calling these cars in 1 hour.
That's true.
We had trouble, I worked in downtown Oswego, and it's a quite
a lot. Point across.
It means a lot for the Legion. And they take up, there's a music store.
How many kids do you think on their license
plate? And we did the towing, and they took us to start calling to the bingo. You know, like, hey, we're towing your car, they don't come out. And they don't. It's been much better.
They could.
And, you know,
well, if you say it, just might.
What's that?
That would be a simple, I mean, like,
it's a start.
Right. High school.
The school district's going to purchase a sign with their branding and our branding on it for the front area. This is for patron parking only. No students. Or your car will be towed. And the proper wording needs to take place.
Okay.
And they said that they would take care of purchasing and installing that for us.
That's great.
If you and the Beecher Center as well.
Because they parked their ticket
over
there too. Okay.
Yes. We don't have a tow service though set up.
No.
So
then we can't.
We would call the school, or we could call the police department, and they handle that. This is what the school is told.
So then I will contact the school.
I got four-wheel drive.
And so you can make the signage and the legal
and then you can enforce it. Because right now we can't. If we do something now, then we could be kind of liable.
Does the school have some kind of policy procedure manual that goes out to students and parents?
They do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
but they can't change it because it's already been approved.
Right. They approve it every year.
They talked about that as well.
Next year, can they protect it?
Correct. Yeah.
Not, so that way the parents don't have an excuse
to say that
to
their kid,
that
there's no parking.
Yeah,
because they should know that.
The parents have to acknowledge that.
But
it's
the
not
parents.
Not school year, though.
Right.
Yeah. But the following.
But the parents.
Because they have already have it approved.
For this school year.
For registration this year.
But the parents still should know that this is not student parking. They should know it's not student parking.
Right.
And that it's the library.
They have shared that news with students, but yes, maybe not parents.
I think that's common sense if you live in the city.
Right.
You know that this is a library and this is not part of
the... It is discussion on some Facebook pages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, are we going to put like 2 hours
that's
early
or
something like that?
Yes.
I don't think we can.
No.
Because we have some people that are here all day.
All day.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't. I mean, other cities do that.
What do they do?
They do like limits. Like Naperville, it's like, I want to say 2 hours.
Yeah, but then if we do that, we still would have a problem with our patrons being able to have a parking spot.
Well, I mean, when I would do that, I just go with my car to another spot.
You are a good citizen.
You are a
responsible citizen.
I didn't want
to take it. I think if we start with the students,
school district,
and see how that goes.
Yes.
I feel comfortable that the school's wanting to try
to
work with us in that.
Right. Yes.
So,
and that they're willing to put the signage.
Shelley, too, Principal Travis, there's a weekly newsletter that goes out to all parents.
Oh.
And so that can absolutely be put in the weekly newsletter.
They can put a reminder that you're not parking.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's been done.
It goes to all the parents. So anyone who is registered, your student is registered within the district or that high school, it's an email blast. He does it weekly.
You can ask.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
So. And I didn't say anything about parking in there. Okay.
Yeah, that won't hurt to ask if we can put a reminder.
Is there a reason we have that backside open?
I mean, which one?
Close off the back side of the parking lot.
Why do you close it off?
Oh, why don't
Why wouldn't you just leave it closed?
Leave it closed.
For the whole day.
We could. I just feel like we're being a good neighbor. And it's also, I think, because if there were any emergencies,
they can't
there's
get out.
Extra egress for that parking lot.
But if you get
there's technically only one way out, if we close that and it's back,
that
it's over here because
the one way.
There's one way by the tennis courts.
So when they come in the back way? When they come into our parking lot to get to the park?
They possibly could, or they
could
come in through
the beacher,
or they can come in through the tennis court
instead of tennis court. But tennis court's it's one way this way into the parking lot.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, they all have to exit through beacher.
Oh, right? So everyone exits through beacher.
Everyone.
Well, and I'm sure that they're... How they enter and leave is very
different.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we
it's the easiest place to be over here at 2:30.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you started the conversation with them and continue the conversation.
I will. Mm-hmm. Lastly, I received an email from our attorney about new rules that were issued from the United States Justice. Requiring all units of local government to abide by the website accessibility laws for disabilities. So they give us a deadline of April 26, 2027 to comply with those. So I'm sitting in on a couple webinars Wednesday and Thursday about it. This is a big undertaking.
It is.
I don't know anything really about it. I will reach out again to our website developer. I initially did when I heard about it, but I didn't have the information from the attorney yet. And she suggested a widget that monitors our website. Do you know about that, Jason?
What monitors it for what? I'm sorry.
For ADA compliance.
So it's going to, scan the website?
Yeah,
and so,
I guess, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
There's a cost to that.
Right.
I'm not sure. I think there's definitely going to be a lot more information coming out in the coming months because this is such a big deal.
It is.
We have a marketing website company, Facility Group, and we, just last year, we had to start doing it with all of our clients offering ADA compliance, and then it's a separate company in which we contract through that does all of the monitoring, etc. But
okay.
That's good.
I may have to reach out to you later.
It's,
so I just want to let you know that that's.
And we have until 2027.
You
can start the process.
Pretty generous on time. But,
that gives you time to assess the different companies.
And cost.
And cost.
All that stuff.
So.
Okay, thank you. No city liaison. We didn't have any standing committee, so we'll go to our unfinished business, the HVAC update.
Okay. So we had an issue with boiler one, pump number four that's connected to it. It was wasn't being commanded on, I guess is how Ted explained this to me. So Trico came in and replaced the pump relay board and the stage relays in the electrical panel. And we had Marshall Electric come in and perform a circuit inspection to rule out any electrical issues. So that was fine. The electrical connections were fine. Once they did the pump relay and the stage relays, it was still tripping. The pump kept failing, so we ended up replacing that pump.
Pump number four.
Yes. And since then, since March 18th, it's been running fine.
Okay.
No fails. So those are the bills that you guys approved.
Okay, we talked about the balance.
Mm-hmm. And as far as our chiller update, after a lot of back and forth with the attorney and our engineering group, we finally came up with a contract, correct contract that everyone was good with, and a rider that was added by the attorney for our mechanical people, Oak Brook Mechanical, to sign. So they have since signed it. They sent the originals to 2010 Engineering, so I just got those today. So Erin has them, and there's a portion there that she has to sign as well. Since then, though, they have already sent shop drawings to Jeff at 2010. He's our engineer, for him to look over them. And once they're approved, then that's when the chiller will be ordered. And then we just wait while they build the chiller.
Okay.
I believe it's a 30-week out and a 1-week delivery is what they had originally said. So I asked Jeff to give me an update, and he said that Oak Brook Mechanical may choose to do most of the work until the chiller is within a few weeks of arriving, or they can choose to remove the existing chiller after the end of the cooling season and then put in the new chiller then. So he said that we could ask for a project schedule when we get closer to that,
yes,
to know what their intentions will be. But
we will want that.
There's two different ways they can do it, I guess. So that is my...
Did they require a deposit? Did they talk about that?
Deposit.
Like a deposit for the...
No, I have not heard that yet. Yeah.
Strategic plan update.
Next. Okay, yeah, you guys have a copy of the
draft
learning report. So all of the information that we've been gathering, our community survey, our board and staff survey, our one-on-one interviews, focus groups, and the SOAR analysis that you guys did and our staff did. This is all the information that's been collected. And go in the library trend sector is on here as well.
Yeah, the first 5 pages is a snapshot.
Yep.
And then if you want more details, it's a snapshot of the analysis of the learning report. And then if you want more details after you read the first 8 pages, sorry, was it 8? Up to page 6. Then if you want more details on how they arrived to that information, that's everything else that's in the packet.
Yep. So when we meet for, the board meets for on June 1st at 9 o'clock here for our special meeting for the planning, we're going to go over this. So I wanted to provide it to you early, so you guys have a chance to look at it, write notes in the margins. I'm not going to print it out again,
right,
but I'll send it electronically to
you.
But this is also the agenda of what Amanda is going to discuss. So she's basically going to be asking you for 3 areas of focus to really kind of narrow your focus down. Jason, if you want to send notes.
Okay.
That would be great.
Yep.
I'll give them to her and she can include those.
Yeah, especially that part. She's going to, because after we go through all of this and she does answers the questions, the areas of focus, each of us is going to have to give our 3 points. So, Jason, you have to have your 3 points.
Wait, say it again.
The area of focus.
Okay.
She's going to be looking for 3 points.
Okay.
Yeah, so just the highlighted parts are really kind of what you have to rethink about and come kind of prepared for.
Okay.
And then we will do that as a staff the day before. That's part of our plan, too. Once both groups have done that, then she will start an outline, a rough outline that the planning team will be involved with. And then she will come back in July, at the July board meeting, and present the strategic plan to us.
Okay. As a board, I just want to verify. So this particular, other than what we've been doing within our meetings for strategic planning, this is the only one that we have so far, and then in July we'll have.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, Carrie.
Any other questions? None? Okay. Then we move to new business. The cost of living adjustment increase.
Okay, so the last page of the packet is just a memo that I created for COLA increase for the staff. So when we did our budget planning, several times I talked about including a 5% increase for COLA for the staff, and that was included in the budget that you guys approved.
Yes.
City's also, I believe, doing the same thing. But these were the key points that I used to come up with that amount. Obviously, we are kind of on the low point of wages for staff. Mm-hmm. And to be able to retain them and even recruit new people.
Yes.
We're going to lose two this summer because of college graduations and then moving on. Those are part-time people.
Okay.
My full-time people are good. So I took that into consideration. Obviously, the cost of living. So the past 2 years, the CPI has been 5%. This year it's 3.4, but still want to be a bit aggressive to every year to try to play catch up. So maybe that might be something that is part of the strategic plan, is that we do salary studies, pay grades, because we don't have those.
At all?
We don't have pay grades.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So I talked about that, and obviously morale.
Yes.
It's good for morale.
Yes. Appreciation.
People feel valued.
Yes.
And when they feel valued, they're motivated to
come to work,
do their best work. So, and obviously, it also fosters a positive work environment. I'm hoping you guys are good with that,
because... Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. No, we're good, because we know that we're at the lower.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we want to catch up.
We have to.
And so the only thing that we have left over is just a reminder about the board retreat. It is, I hope everyone can be here and be present. Mm-hmm. It means a lot. It's going to make a difference for us to be able to come up with the... area focus, our vision, mission. I know we have one, but if we have to tweak it,
I'll send out this learning report digitally to y'all, and then I'll just keep sending reminders.
Yes. So Saturday, June 1st,
yes,
9 to 12. Anything else, Shelly?
No more.
Okay. So then, if you don't have anything else, I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
All right.
Meeting adjourned. Okay.